Well, here we are again. This is an extra special one for 4.5 minutes. I'm going to talk about the Xbox One, the brand new Microsoft experience. Well, I'm stunned. I actually expected Microsoft to completely and utterly fuck it up, because that's what their track record is. I haven't got time in these 4 minutes to explain exactly how Microsoft have failed over the years. I can just say two things, two names, I suppose. I could say Kinect and Windows 8. Those two things were so much fail, it beggars belief. The Kinect, which the only reason the Kinect has sold anywhere near as much as it should sell, or sorry, has sold, is because fucking people buy it to make homebrew shit. People buy it and stick it on top of robots' heads. People buy it and stick it on fucking medical equipment and scan things from miles away and shit like that, you know. That's the only reason. As a gaming tool, as an interactive tool for your Xbox, is the biggest load of shit. And you know what? I bought one. But in my defense, I bought one because it was like 30 quid. It is really cheap. And I would have been so pissed off if I spent any more on that monstrosity. I've used it twice. And each time I've used it, it can barely even recognize I'm standing in front of the screen. The second one is Windows 8. Well, we all know how bad that is, so I will gloss over it. So what is Microsoft up to? There's a video out there which on YouTube, which is like Xbox highlights, the Xbox One reveal highlights. And it's 1.5 minutes of someone who's edited the reveal footage. And there must be about 100 references to TV. TV, TV, sports, sports, TV, TV, sports. Oh, on Call of Duty as well. So what they're saying is, you can use the Xbox to watch TV on. Okay, because at the moment I can't. You can use the Xbox to watch sports on. Well, maybe this is a stereotype that I shouldn't really fall victim to, but I'm under the impression that there's not many sports fan gamers, or at least not the hardcore variety. I can't stand sports in any shape, way or form, so they've lost my vote on that one as well. So that's two black marks against them. And then Call of Duty. Do you remember when Call of Duty used to be the fucking big thing, the big dick, big nuts on it, on the new Call of Duty's coming out, and there was lines queuing up around the block, you know, about 8 miles long? I don't think that's going to happen anymore, because I don't give a fuck about it. And if the best they can do is come up with, oh, there's a new Call of Duty with a dog, you can watch TV on this as well if you like, and there's some sports as well if you like sports. That was it. That's your lot, mate. If that wasn't infuriating enough, you had a woman that come out and started talking about a new Halo TV show. I don't give a fuck. Halo ain't that fucking good. Nowhere near that good. Making a TV show about it, well, fair enough. But does it need to be advertised and revealed for the first time on fucking it in the launch event? Well, I'm pretty damn sure I read about it on the internet like a week before. It's so, the new Xbox, the Xbox One, which, by the way, is probably the dumbest console name in history, will be so, I will not spend a single penny on it. I'm going to pre-order, this has fueled my fire to pre-order the PS4. I was umming and ahhing, but you can't say that the PS4 press conference, whatever you want to call it, launch event thing, was not good. All it spoke about for the entire event was games, 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 supporting developers, games, games, games. You look at the Xbox and it tells you you can watch TV on it. I've never seen and heard so much shit come out of a mouth in all my life. Microsoft have dropped the ball. They're fucking useless and I hope they burn. They won't, and wankers will go out there and buy this fucking piece of shit and make big sales. But I hope they fucking burn, because I'm going to the PS4. Fuck you.